On this edition of Updates from the Post, President and CEO of the Hays Area Chamber of Commerce, Sarah Wasinger, and Nicole Otley, Vice President of Programs, stops by to talk about the Hays Ambassador elections. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Communications and originally aired on KAYS on Tuesday, September 10th. This is the Post Podcast. So I know we want to talk about first the Ambassador Program.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Yeah, so we actually have applications that we're accepting currently. And so the Ambassador Program works under the mission statement of the Hays Area Chamber of Commerce, which is to work for the business prosperity of Hays and its neighbors. So the program itself is comprised of about 50 volunteers, give or take a few throughout the year, who we lovingly refer to as the ambassadors, and their job is to go out and function under the umbrella of that mission statement to welcome and greet different guests that we have at area chamber events, to promote goodwill, understanding, and confidence in the Hays Chamber mission in general, and just kind of to share that value message and be present. And then we take them with us, obviously, to ribbon cuttings, chamber chats, just different things we do in the community, with the idea that they're going to learn the information about that business and kind of go out and take it into the community for those that aren't able to attend all of those events. So with that being said, I mentioned that it's 50 people approximately, and when we get to about 45, we have elections. It's an elected position, essentially, through our ambassadors. And so we are currently accepting applications. They are due October 25th of this year to the chamber. They can be emailed because they're found on our website at discoverhays.com, or they can be printed off and brought into our office at the Welcome Center, 2700 Vine Street. But we welcome anybody who's interested to even just learn more. They can call me at the office, 628-8201, or they can talk to one of our other ambassadors. There's quite a few of them. Whatever they'd like to do, but we really encourage people to think about it take a chance on a different way to get involved.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good way to get active in the community. I'm wondering about the time commitment, because a lot of professionals especially maybe not have a lot of time. How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question, James. So it's kind of what you put into it, I guess. There are requirements. Obviously, we would like you to attend as many things as possible, but we understand, too, that we're all busy with different obligations. And so, really, as long as you're coming to as many things as you can, that's what we ask of you. Being positive when you're there, going out and taking those messages out into the community. If you're doing that and you can only attend one thing a week between our ribbon cuttings, our chamber chats, we have a business showcase tonight, Sarah's going to mention later, but things like that. You don't have to come to everything, but if you are coming to, we feel like you're coming to what you can, that's all we ask of you. So it really just depends. Some people, their jobs are a little more flexible and they encourage that during the workday, and others have to do it outside of the workday depending on what their obligations with their job are. But we certainly invite, we've got a wide variety from Fort Hays employees. We've got Eagle employees. We've got, teachers. We've got a number of different professions there. So it can kind of change, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And you said if someone was interested in that, the website, that's the best place to go to?
Yes.
Maybe mention that one more time.
Okay. Yep. The application can be found at our website, which is discoverhays.com. And there is a tab that says forms, and then there is ambassador application. There's a little bit of information that I mentioned here today on that website as well, such as the date, again, due October 25th to our office. So that information's on there. The link to the application's on there. We accept it via email, or always you can stop by in and say hi and bring it at that time.
Okay. Very good. Now, you mentioned, this maybe is a perfect segue for you, Sarah, the business showcase. That's coming up next week?
It's tonight, actually.
Oh.
So ready, set, go for 4:30 tonight. We are going to be having our third quarter business showcase hosted at the Hays Public Library downstairs in their gallery room. And it's a fun space. We are pleased to have 7 businesses who will be featuring their products and services and what they do around town. Body and Soul Day and Wellness Spa, United Way of Ellis County, Bronze On Tanning Salon, Girl Twin Solutions, our dear friend Tammy Wilbrock, Cat's Hallmark Shop, Bright Choice CBD, and Pools Plus Spa will all be on location tonight to share different things that they offer throughout the year. We will have some folks selling a few things as well. There's going to be some great food prepared by Gutierrez Cocina Mexicana, as well as some refreshments from Pepsi and Coke. There's definitely some fun prizes and giveaways that will be shared throughout the evening. And the nice thing is it's a come-and-go event, so you don't have to stay the whole time, and you can put your name into the drawing, and we will call you if you're not present, if your name is drawn. So we just hope that people can come join us. It's a great opportunity, really, to learn about what the different businesses offer, meet and mingle with some of the owners of the businesses, as well as some of our ambassadors and just other chamber businesses that come.
Wow, that sounds like a good time. Do you need to RSVP, contact ahead, or just kind of show up?
Just kind of show up. So it's very casual. You can come dressed as you are. Nothing expected of you outside, just to be curious and maybe come with a few questions to learn what services all the businesses have.
Free to attend.
That's always the best part, right?
Yes. No cost free to attend. You might leave with some good prizes.
Exactly. Nice. So if businesses are interested in being featured in the next business showcase, they can actually contact our vice president of membership, Stephen Pate, and we'll be having that later in November. So we'll be trying to finalize those folks here in the next month or so.
Very good. You've got some other events coming up you wanted to get in, right?
We do. It's an exciting week here at the Chamber. So, of course, we led off with the Q3 Business Showcase tonight, but HAYP, their advisory council, is actually going to meet tomorrow at noon, and that will be at the Hayes Welcome Center. And then we are always excited to partner with Fort Hayes anytime we can and are pumped about the tailgate that's going to be on Thursday evening. It's the first home game, of course. And we will be in spots 7 and 8 tailgating, so HAYP members can bring friends if they want to. That'll start at 5:15 just outside of Lewisfield, of course. And then they're going to be providing hot dogs. And Nicole, do you want to kind of give the rest of the details for that event?
Details. Also, come as you are. You can bring your family if you'd like. We're going to be out there until the game gets started, about 6:45 or so. BYOB, bring whatever beverage you'd like, lawn chair if you'd like. But really, honestly, every year that we've done it, sometimes we have games, sometimes we don't. But every time we sit and have a good time and chat, usually just hang out. It's usually a good opportunity for our YPs to bring their family. We don't have those opportunities as often. But also just to kind of get to know each other on a more informal setting instead of the typical bring your business cards, wear your name tag, shake hands type thing. So, yeah, it'll be fun. And warm weather. It's supposed to be good weather.
Yeah. Goodness,
so.
Perfect.
I know. I'm here for it.
And a little bit of football.
And a little bit of football. Cannot argue that. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're excited for the first home game.
So if you are curious as to where spots 7 and 8 are, it'll be easy to find. CBD American Shaman is going to have their big white tent out there. So just look for the feather and find your YP buddies and have a great time.
Yep.
And then we'll round out the week with our chamber chat. Of course, we're always so excited to have that every Friday morning at 9 a.m. And this week, we're lucky to have the Paisley Pair host us, and that'll be at 1100 Main Street. And then do want to give a little preview for next week, since we won't be able to talk about it in time. Business After Hours, we're hosting a special one at Trio Tap House. That is going to be at 4:30 p.m. on Monday the 16th. And they are going to be rolling out some fantastic Italian dishes. So we're pumped to see what they'll be adding to their menu and hope that people can kind of join us for that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah. Sounds like. Holy smokes. Done. Yeah. You get all the staff hired and then you just work them to death, huh? That's the way we roll at the chamber.
Trying not to. Too bad, but.
Well, all right, guys. We're about out of time. But anything else we want to get in before we shuttle off air here?
We have Tuesday, Talk Back Tuesday on social media, and this week's topic is going to be healthcare and health insurance. So if your business is interested in seeing what the chamber might be able to do for you, we're taking feedback on different types of insurance plans that folks might like to see. So we would just encourage folks, if that's something, a topic of interest to them, to check out our Facebook page and kind of share their thoughts and feedback with us.